Good morning, I'm John Doman.
I'm John Aaron. There are now two D.C. council members who have launched campaigns to challenge Eleanor Holmes Norton as D.C.'s congressional delegate. The latest is Ward 2 council member Brooke Pinto, who announced her campaign just this morning.
And now she's joining us live here on WTOP. Good morning, council member. I guess the first question is, why would you want to leave your position on the council? I know you've been talked about for other influential elected roles in the city as well, but here you can pass laws that directly affect the city and the residents. D.C.'s delegate to Congress doesn't seem to have as much influence over things right now.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me. My whole career has been about fighting for district residents and working on issues to challenges that they face. And as I consider this very pivotal moment that we are in as a city, I know that the best way that I can continue my mission to fight most effectively for district residents, for our autonomy, for our families, for our economy, for our public safety, is by being that voice in Congress representing the district's interest. And so I am excited to announce this campaign today and share the support that we already have from across the city and continue to build a coalition of residents throughout the district who want to be a part of the future of what this role really can be.
Okay, so why would you be a better choice than Delegate Holmes Norton or Councilmember White?
Well, I think I have demonstrated a very clear record around building consensus across the city to tackle some of our most challenging issues that residents face, whether that's around public safety and shepherding the largest legislative package in our city's history of Secure DC, leading to a 50% reduction in violent crime, or the work I've done around literacy to support our kids and our teachers, reimagining our downtown core to support affordable housing and fair paying jobs for our residents. And so I think in this moment, residents want to know that we have a fighter who both can play defense on behalf of the city to protect our home rule and our autonomy, but who can also play offense and think about creative opportunities for the district to be proactive about what the future of our city will look like.
That position in the House has really been marginalized by House Republicans during this term. They seem to not really care what anybody in it has to say. How would you be able to change that if you end up getting elected here?
Well, let me first say I am extremely grateful for all that Eleanor Holmes Norton has done on behalf of our city for decades. There has really been no stronger fighter and voice for the district. But in this moment, and as you mentioned, what we're seeing from many Republicans on the Hill is a total misunderstanding of how our system works, of how our laws work, and also a trampling of our rights as a local jurisdiction. And so I intend to continue what I have been doing, which is I'm on the Hill regularly meeting with members of Congress in the House and the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, explaining to them why coming into our city and undermining our local laws is not only wrong, but it is also bad public policy. And I have a record to stand on that I can articulate to them why it's a bad idea. And we've been able to stave off some of those attacks, but a lot more needs to be done.
You mentioned that you're grateful for everything she's done, but do you think Eleanor Holmes Norton can still effectively represent the district?
I think that what she has done for the district has been so important to be such an effective fighter on our behalf. And that's what I want to build on. I want to build on her legacy in this moment. I think I am best positioned to do it. And that's what I intend to do moving forward.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Councilman. Councilmember, we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
You too. That is D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto, the Ward 2 member who announced this morning that she is running for D.C.'s delegate role in Congress.